Hi there, Omar. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager. You were just speaking with Mary. She did want me to kind of get on the line here, of course, to get you the details of the service, how it would work, mm-hmm. everything that would be included, answer any of your questions. And then you also do qualify for, you know, holiday pricing. We're running a little bit of a promotion here. We were out of the office for a day and a half earlier this week. How's your day going, by the way? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Doing good. I'm actually off this
you
week because of the holidays.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are. Yeah, we've been noticing that, trying to get in touch with business owners. Well, it's probably good that you're taking the phone call because this is going to help you get more calls from customers. I know that you've got the Angie leads. I saw that connected here. Mm-hmm. Are you using that service currently? Are you, like, paying for leads right
now?
You
know, I started off using their service, but okay. I didn't really like it.
Yeah.
I was wasting a lot of money and not really getting enough leads, so.
That happens, and I hear that a lot mm-hmm. from business owners. So I'm actually happy to hear that you're not using that service. The majority of the business, I've been with this company myself for over 11 and a half years, since April of 2013. We've been in business as a company since 2004, so for over 20 years. So that goes back mm-hmm. before it was Angie Leads, which is kind of the combination of Angie's List and Home Advisor. It was for many mm-hmm. years just Home Advisor. You go back 10 years or more, it was Service Magic. It's the exact same company, the same business model, and I've talked to dozens of business owners over the years using that service, and most of them do say what you say, kind of good money going yeah. after bad. You don't get a lot of jobs out of it. So this is going mm-hmm. to be a lot better for you. First of all, it's a flat rate, so you're not being charged for every single lead that comes your way. You're not going to be in a bidding war either because the leads are not going to somebody else. You're just going to get calls from somebody who more often than not would have looked at your website before they decided to call you. Our job is to make mm-hmm. it easy for people to find your company without already knowing the name of your business. And, you know, it is a fairly young company, so not everyone knows the name of your company, and not everyone knows mm-hmm. who to call when they need a roofer. But when they go yeah. on Google or go on Bing, they type in roofing contractor or best roofer near me, residential re-roof, or whatever they might be mm-hmm. typing in. Doesn't matter what they type in, as long as it's a service that you provide, we'll make sure that your business and, of course, your website are one of the first things that people see. Now, you won't be the only company that pops up when someone does that type of search. Of course, you know that. You use Google yourself. Not everyone who sees you on the first page will decide to call you. But again, that's okay. Mm-hmm. I think it's actually good. The calls that you get will, of course, be from someone who looked at the website first. You've got a great-looking website, by the way. People can learn a lot about your company. They can see that project gallery. Mm-hmm. By the time they decide to call you, it's usually because they want to work with you. They hope you're available. They hope your price is fair. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. And, of course, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. Now, it's my job as the pricing director to make it affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work, try it out at least 1 month at a time. It is a month-to-month mm-hmm. service. Now, that being said, okay. we are running a reduced rate with setup fees being waived, and, of course, that saves you $299 right there. There's normally that $299 setup fee. It helps us offset the mm-hmm. cost of creating the content. There's a lot that we need to do to get you on that first page. We are, though, a Google partner, so we get our training and our updates directly from Google. Of course, we're not Google itself. If anyone calls you and tells you they are Google for something like this, they would not be true. They'd be, their pants would
yeah,
be on fire.
I've been getting... I get a lot of calls, and I've had demos shown to me from different SEO providers.
Sure.
But the thing that I didn't like were that they're all companies that are out of state.
We're
I want something more local.
Yeah, we're in Fountain Valley. Uh-huh. We're Brookhurst and 405, so I know you know where that is, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, I wanted something local, and you popped up on Google, so I was like, I'm going to give them a try and see what they offer.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah, I feel more comfortable with somebody that's local.
And it's our job to make sure that you're comfortable. You'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll always know exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, the breakdown of keywords and search phrases you're listed for. Now, of course, this is not just for Google and Bing. We will create all of the content necessary for you to be on that first page. So things like a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Apple Maps, you know, Siri on a smartphone. I think because you're doing, you know, kind of mostly Orange County and even some of LA, that even doing Facebook ads, a social media campaign, that's going to help get your website out there in front of more people, get more phone calls, and of course that's what it's all about. Now, as far as pricing goes, this would be our platinum package. It's got everything that you would need to cover your service area and start getting those phone calls. It's listed on our website at $599 a month with that $299 setup fee. What I would actually do is, of course, waive that one-time setup fee, and I'd be able to reduce the cost of that package from $599 all the way down to $299. So it's 50% off every month that you choose to keep the service. It's not like an introductory rate that's going to balloon up on you later on. No matter how long you choose to keep the service, it would just be that flat rate. So you're saving $300 every month, saving $299 off of your setup fee. It's almost like getting the entire first month for free. You're saving $599, you know, just for the normal cost of the setup fee. But it's better than that, Omar, because it will never go up to $599. Next month, when you're getting the phone calls, you're liking the service, you know, it's not going to go up to $599. In fact, it would never be even a penny more than that flat rate of $299. It's all inclusive. There's no taxes, no fees, no lead fees, no surcharges. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, it's only ever going to be that exact flat rate, that $299. That, of course, makes it really important for us to make sure that your phone is ringing, that we keep your phone ringing, earn your business one month at a time. Keeping clients on board for the long term is how we've kept our doors open for over 20 years. And, you know, we've got clients that have been with us longer than I have, and I've been with the company myself for over 11 and a half years. Nobody cancels on profit. I know you're going to love the service. It looks like the phone number that we're speaking on, this is a good number for your customers to call. It's the one that is on the website. Omar, is this a good number also for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on this number? Okay.
Yeah, it's
so most of the time, you're simply going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Calls will come directly to you. Now, when we reach out to our clients, we do use phone, we use text, we use email. Emails are usually for longer pieces of information and something you want to have for your records, but, you know, unless that's your preferred method of contact. Do you have any particular preference as to how we reach you, phone, text, email, any of those?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I check my emails every day, so.
You do check
your
emails every day.
Phone or email, yeah, it's fine.
Phone or email. And then I was looking on the website. I noticed that you have a contact form. What is the actual email address that we can send information to?
Okay, so it would be the company name, Tuffer Roofing Solution, all together, gmail.com.
So the name of the business at gmail.com. And that is how you want the company branded, Tuffer Roofing Solution. And then I did want to ask you, your business is service-based, meaning that you only go out to the customer, right? There's not any physical showroom or location. That's kind of how Google expects it to be. You know, you're providing a service. Google doesn't expect you to maintain a storefront, so they fully expect it to kind of be run out of the home, run out of the truck. They don't want to list any physical street address because, really, they wouldn't want anyone driving out there and trying to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. I did see the 3009 Fillmore Way in Costa Mesa, and that's your residence, right?
Yeah, so when it's
apartment 106,
you kind of had to put an address there. So, yeah, I had to put the 3009. That's my physical address, but I don't do any
business
here.
Yeah, customers never come to you there. That's fine.
Yeah.
Mary did not get your last name.
Oh, that's Flores, F-L-O-R-E-S.
Okay, Mr. Flores. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, at this point I would do a couple of things. Again, it is month to month. There is no contract. But what we would do would be what's called a client interview. And it's just like it sounds. Mm-hmm. We'll have one of our technicians spend about 25, 30, 35 minutes with you, kind of verifying information off of your website, information that I have on my end. Of course, we want to know things like a mission statement, motto, slogan, what's unique about your business. If you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Mr. Flores, the other thing that's required of me, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost of the service, even waiving your setup fee. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I am required, though, to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. I'm definitely interested, and the price is good, so I think I'm good. I'm good to go.
So let me go ahead and get through that voice verification. Like I said, if you have any questions or you want me to clarify my question, feel free to stop me at any time. It does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Flores, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, Omar, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
Yes, Tougher Roofing Solution.
Perfect, and that's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Flores, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Omar Flores, and I'm the roofing contractor, owner of the business.
Okay. And as the owner of Tougher Roofing Solution, Omar, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Flores, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. Then it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. To put it this way, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can in fact contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Flores, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Definitely.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason we ask, of course, is, well, for all the services that we'll provide for you, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for something we're already providing. And equally or even more important is that we'll make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Flores, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Omar, that's fair enough, right?
Fair.
Perfect. And So with all of the content that we're able to create here, with all of the reductions and the costs that I was able to apply, waiving your setup fee, and of course with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 27th of December, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. Omar, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it means that it will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And, of course, it is a month-to-month service. Recurring billing will be on the 27th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $299, once again, that rate will never go up on you. It is offered completely at will, no contract. So that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. And you can also pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, I mean, if necessary, you could pause it seasonally, although that's not going to be an issue here. But all that we do request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Flores, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Omar, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Mr. Flores, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And for that initial investment of just $299, Omar, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you, sir?
We'll use a Visa.
On that card, is it Omar Flores, first and last, any middle initial or the business name?
It has both. It has my name and the company name.
Okay, perfect. And then you said it was a Visa. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, so it's 4246 3153.
Yes, sir.
7873.
Okay.
1978.
And then the expiration month and year?
The expiration is 09/28.
09 of 2028, and the last three digits on the back of the card.
The last three digits are 730.
Okay, so I have 730, September or 09 of 2028 for the expiration date. For the card number, I've got 4246, 3153, 7873, 1978.
Correct.
And does that bill at the home address there, the 3009 Fillmore Way?
Yes.
And that's, of course, 92626. Now, in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do have a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
You said you sent it over, or?
You will in a minute or so. Our automated
system
will send that out in about a minute or two. But if you've got a pen handy, I can give you the information now.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, I have to wait for it through the email.
Okay. You can, by the way, reach a live client
I got it already.
You did? Okay. So you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. You can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day, perhaps the next business day if they get the email after hours or very late in the day. The email address is on there as well. It's simply support@localsplash.com. Like I said, you'll receive all that information by way of email in about a minute, or you already have received it. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions, everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you do receive either the email or the text, please let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule your follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Like I said, we schedule by the hour, but the call itself usually takes about 25, 30 minutes. See, I could do 10 o'clock if you're available. There's 10 or 11.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did you want to do 10?
10 is fine. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll schedule it from 10 o'clock until 11 o'clock. It is a one-hour window. The call takes about half an hour. Should get you right out or pretty close to 10. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, and I will try to keep my phone line open, in that case, I would be able to say a quick hello to you, kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. I may not be, I might get an inbound call, and I may not be available when that call comes ready for you, but they'll take care of you no matter what. They'll have your file. I'm going to send you, okay, so there's not enough time for the automated email to send out the reminder that goes out an hour prior. We're just about half an hour away from that follow-up call. So I'm going to send you instead a calendar invite. That calendar invite is just for your records. It's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. So I'll get that out to you in just a second here. One other thing I did want to do was just to add another layer of protection, you know, a simple question and answer, a little bit extra security here on your account. If anyone calls us and tells us they are with Tougher Roofing Solution, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. And then, Mr. Flores, this is especially important like a week or so from now. If you start getting phone calls from anyone other than a potential customer, anyone who might identify themselves as Google, even if they say they're local splash, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't provide that information for you, just simply let them go. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that wouldn't be us. You wouldn't even have to ask them if they know the answer. Just, you know, don't entertain that phone call. The voice verification was already recorded, already attached to your account as an added form of protection for you, and it clearly states it bills only on the 27th and only for $2.99. It would never be a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
My first pet's name.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
Funny.
Did you say funny with honey? An F? Oh.
Honey, like bees, like honey.
Oh, honey. Okay, I got you. I thought you said funny, which is a funny name. That's a funny name for a pet.
No, honey, H-O-N-E-Y, yeah.
Gotcha. Honey, I got to type it in twice. You're all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now? Looks like you got a few.
Yeah, I got a few of them. I got both text and email.
Okay. So the one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, you can basically just ignore that completely. It is automated and everyone gets it. We know that you are already PIN verified. We're not going to re-PIN you. We'll use that existing Google listing. The one that says local splash, that has our information. I think most of them do have our client support information, so you can call us or email us. That one does also have your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, your tracking system won't be active until a day or so after we do your client interview. So maybe Monday or Tuesday you'll get by text and email a confirmation that your tracking system is active. If you try to log in now, it would just give you a message saying that we're still setting everything up. Your username is in our system the exact same way, and it cannot be changed. It is made for you to remember it easily and for us to easily associate with your account. It is your phone number with the area code included, but just numbers. So no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. Your username is 949-903-1371. Your default password is web video, all lowercase, no space, W-E-B-V-I-D-E-O. You can change your username at any time. Again, all that information is in the welcome email. The one that I did want you to open up, though, is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on that one, mm-hmm. it says, Hello, Omar. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. And then it says, Please mm-hmm. click here to accept the subscription terms. Click on those two words, the blue click here. It'll take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. This is everything we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Feel free to scroll through it. I don't want to walk you through everything. I know your time is valuable. Mm-hmm. Google's, though, is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. Now, about one mm-hmm. out of 10 will search on Bing instead of Google. Most of them do that by way of their smartphone. So we do want you to get those mm-hmm. opportunities and phone calls as well. We will mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yelp. It's all the different destinations and directories necessary for that first page placement. You already have a website. If your website's going to be down for more than a week or two, like you have to work on it or something and it's not active, let us know. Mm-hmm. It takes us about 5 days to put a website together for you. It would be as a placeholder until your website is back up and active, but that's included at no cost. We are doing the Facebook ads yeah. as well. No cost. You'll see the long line that goes all the way across it. Below it, it populates your mobile number and a couple of boxes. We want you to click on both of them. One that you agree to receive SMS or text messages. The other that you're the certified authorized holder of the sign, the card on file. Mm-hmm. Click on both of those boxes. You'll see a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it. That's where you would click and type in your first and last name with the capital O and the capital F. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy an extra space before or after your name. But once you've got an exact match of Omar Flores, please click the confirm signature box. If you're on your smartphone, you might have to turn it sideways for that orangish-colored box to pop up high enough for you to actually click on it. But clicking on that confirm mm-hmm. signature does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that it's month-to-month, that we've reduced the cost of the service. It does also allow us to do what's called a NAPW audit, name, address, phone number, website, make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful mm-hmm. in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm on the page.
Okay. So you have your login credentials. Like I said, if you try to log in now, though, it would just give you an error message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. But once we do your mm-hmm. client interview, you'll shortly after that get confirmation that your tracking system is active. At that point, you have 24/7 access to it. We do call it your client dashboard because there is a lot that you can do with it other than just tracking the account. You can print out invoices mm-hmm. for tax purposes. Of course, advertising is a tax write-off. This $299 is for 2024. You know, it's a couple of days before 2025. So you can apply that mm-hmm. as a tax write-off on your 2024 taxes. You can actually manage your online reviews and reputation straight from your tracking system. And you'll have mm-hmm. reviews on multiple platforms. Again, we're creating a lot of different directories that Google indexes. Most of that content does allow someone to write a review. Whether your review originates on Google, Bing, Yelp, Superpages, it will repopulate right on your tracking system. So from one place, you can request reviews, you can respond to reviews. So there's a lot of information on there. The reports update okay. throughout the day, not quite real time, but several times throughout the day. So very up-to-date information about your account. So, you know, feel free to access that 24/7. Other than that, you are mm-hmm. all set and squared away. On my end, I did send you that calendar invite. Again, you don't have to respond to it. It's just for your records. But other than that, I do hope that I am available in about 20 minutes or so when our technician's ready to give you that follow-up call. Be happy to say a quick hello to you. I did, though, want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you, get that great-looking website in front of more eyes, get you more phone calls, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Sounds good. No, I appreciate your help and for clarifying everything. I did have one question, though.
Sure,
so I do have a Google page set up or mm-hmm. a Google profile. And I also have a Facebook profile. Will you need access to them?
We will ask for managerial access to your Google business profile, just so we can add additional content, you know, put up blog posts and things like that. Our technician will walk you through that. Of course, we just need managerial access. You can rescind it at any time if you stop using our service, which, of course, you can do. But as long as you're an active client, we would want to be able to access that, of course, so that we can create additional content that links to it. But our technician can walk you through that in your follow-up call.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Real pleasure speaking with you. I do hope I can say a quick hello to you in about 15, 20 minutes when our technician gives you that follow-up call.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you, Mr. Flores. Thank you. No problem, Omar. You take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.